Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotional Coffee with Ann. I must begin this morning by telling you I am out of coffee. It is my last day in Jacksonville, and I have used every speck of the freshly ground coffee I brought with me. I apparently did not plan well, did not measure correctly. I know I was in too big of a hurry. It's not the end of the world, of course. My daughter-in-law's kitchen is equipped with a Keurig. I hope I pronounced that right. Anyway, you know what I mean. I hope you have not run out of coffee and are sitting peacefully somewhere you love as we look at the wisdom of Solomon in Proverbs 8:33. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Pay attention. Pay attention to instruction, information, to teaching, to learning. Don't neglect it. It seems we humans need that reminder from Solomon. Here's a day-to-day example, or a couple of them. How many times have you tried to put a toy or a piece of furniture together without reading or following the instructions provided? For some reason, we often feel we can get the job done more quickly by doing it our way. Sadly, what often occurs is a lot of wasted time taking apart what we have done and starting over, usually with the instructions in hand. Recently, I bought a new laptop so that George and I would not have to, quote unquote, fight over who needed the one laptop at any given time. Once we made the decision to purchase a second, I couldn't wait to get one. First mistake, I was in a hurry. I did some research on price comparison because my primary focus was the cost and the physical size and weight because I wanted it to be easy to travel with. We went to a reputable store and found a unit in the price range and size I wanted. The young man that waited on us was not very informative, but frankly, I assumed that anyone of his age knew a whole lot more about computers than I did. He had asked me what I used it for, and I told him primarily writing and Zoom. I didn't play video games or otherwise use or try to create graphics, so we bought the computer and brought it home and set it up. I wrote a podcast or two, and then WebEx came along, and I ran into some problems. No matter what I did, I could not get the computer to download the program. I kept getting messages about what to do, and I tried everything suggested, and nothing worked. And of course, I became more and more frustrated. It didn't make any sense to me. The old computer had no trouble with WebEx. But this brand new shiny item would not work. A brand new computer would be able to do everything a 4-year-old computer could do, and then some, right? How could that be? I have to tell you, I wasted hours over a couple of days trying to figure out what to do. Then it finally occurred to me to seek help from someone who knows all there is to know about computers. A simple answer was that the computer companies are putting out more affordable laptops targeted for students who are going to school virtually. They have the necessary memory and power to meet those needs, but they cannot handle WebEx and other programs. I can use a computer, but I am essentially illiterate in its workings. I did not know the right questions to ask or know enough to choose a unit that would actually do what I needed. Why? Because I was in a hurry. And second, I thought I knew all that was necessary. I didn't seek out advice ahead of time, so that I could have made a choice that would meet my needs and prevent the wasted hours and frustration. I did not do my homework in that area. I didn't reach out for knowledgeable help until I was in trouble, and then it was too late. I had purchased a new laptop, and it did not fit my needs. Then more time wasted taking it back to the store for a refund and then finding and purchasing a computer that had the components I needed. Proverbs 8:33, hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. I think this verse, like all of Solomon's Proverbs, has two levels of wisdom. One is a very practical everyday message to take our time, pray for wisdom, seek advice, and think before making decisions about work, relationships, home repairs, putting toys together, and buying laptops. And then there is the message of turning daily issues over to the Lord and seeking His wisdom. To some, that statement may be hard to reconcile, perhaps because you feel the Lord is not really interested or too busy in your simple to be interested in your daily issues. You feel those things are up to us entirely to solve. After all, there are many huge problems in the world, and we are bright and capable. It is rather amazing to realize that whether our problems are big or small, each one of us is the loving focus for Him. Somehow, through His power, He is able to focus on each one of us all the time, and as if we were the only ones. It has been my experience, which I did not follow in the case of the laptop. If I will push my impatience away, then listen and watch for His leading, directions will be clear. In fact, in the laptop case, He was already, as usual, several steps ahead of me. He had already put the help I needed in place, and I ignored it. All I had to do was call my IT guru friend, tell him what task I needed for the computer to accommodate, and the price I was aiming for, and he would have given me that information and helped me to find it. In fact, my friend had offered to help me any time with computer issues, but no, I thought I knew what to do and what I needed. I wondered if the good Lord was watching with a smile, shaking His head, while I stewed and struggled to solve the problem myself when He had already given me the answer. Our egos must constantly be a source of amusement to Him. So, I would suggest that whatever decisions you may be facing, stop, pray, and ask for the Lord's guidance. And seek advice of wise and experienced folks before you leap. Solomon's wisdom applies to every issue in our lives, including relationships, health, finances, and most certainly technology. So I close and ask you to join me with a prayer. Lord, the wisdom You gifted Solomon with so long ago is a gift to us today. Inspire us to become familiar with this wisdom intended to help us through life's decisions and pitfalls. It is one more reminder of Your presence in every moment, every day of our lives. In Your loving name I pray, amen. One small reminder. A few days ago, I asked you to share a kindness choice with me via email. Looking forward to hearing from you. Ann Moore, ANNMOORE 20008 at comcast.net. To end, I want to say once again, thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.